Blog Talk Radio.
Introducing Renee Wiggins, your certified health and wellness coach, author, and host of Being Fabulously Fit for God's Kingdom Blog Talk Radio. Renee provides a roadmap to staying healthy and fit spiritually and physically. She believes God gave us a gift, our temple, and it's ours to nourish, feed, and honor. Be sure to also catch her on ResultsByRenee.com. That's ResultsByRenee.com. And now, here is Renee.
Hello, hello, everyone.
Virtual book tours is one of the best ways to get your book noticed by potentially thousands of new readers. BAB Virtual Tours staff will walk you through the process of embarking on a virtual tour for your book, business, music.
I am so sorry. We have technical difficulty here. I don't know what is going on with my Blog Talk Radio here. Where that came from.
Virtual book tours is one of the best.
Hello, Jody.
Hi.
Hi, I am so sorry. I don't know what is going on here. Why I got this music playing. Do you hear it?
I do hear it. I do.
Like, what is going on here?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I can still hear you okay.
Yeah, but I just don't want to keep starting. It's just, I don't know what's going on. Okay, let me try something again here, and I apologize to everybody because I don't know what is going on. Hello, Jody?
Yeah, I'm
okay,
still here.
Okay, something's gone. I'm trying to take everything off of here. Okay, can you hear me now?
That's better. Now there's no music behind you. That sounds good.
God, I think I have two windows open. There we go. Oh, Lord. I tell you, I'm having trouble today, folks. I am having trouble today. Lost my bus pass, got rained on, everything. But let me go on with Jody. I apologize. Jody Treweiler is a fitness professional with a bachelor's degree in sports medicine from Eastern Michigan University. She is currently featured as the fitness expert on a Detroit news show on Channel 4 called Live in Detroit. She stars in a fitness workout DVD called Power Body Ice and has appeared in several other videos. She is a presenter and media contributor with certification in personal training and multiple group exercise disciplines, including TRX, Basu, is it, and Circe.
It's called, yeah.
She teaches.
Yep.
Basu? Okay, she teaches classes at the Beverly, or BOSU, right? She teaches classes at the Beverly Hills as well as doing in-home private training. Her business is called After Size, which sells store body soak and online diet and fitness plans. Jody is an active member of the Embassy Convent, I'm tongue-tied today, Church International in Troy, Michigan. She has two sons, ages 11 and 8, and is happily married. Jody believes in putting God first is the way to achieve happiness and success. She began each workout with prayer. She is called to bring health and fitness to the world. Oh, thank you. Thank you for coming on here with all these little technical difficulties. I apologize again.
No problem.
How you doing?
It is such a pleasure. It is such a pleasure to meet you and talk with you and find somebody who shares a passion both for Christ and for exercise like I do. So, Renee, it's a pleasure.
Thank you, thank you. It's a pleasure, too, to meet you, because when I saw your bio and other information on there, and you, well, she is in shape, people. She's in shape. The body is just beautiful, and your exercise routines, which I saw on the videos, is fantastic. So how did you get involved with fitness?
Well, I was a college cheerleader, so I was very active growing up. I loved fitness and sports, and I went for my degree in sports medicine at Eastern Michigan University. And I worked only for a very short time in the fitness industry, and then I went into pharmaceutical sales. So I did that for about 7 years. But then after I had my kids, I wanted to be able to stay home and spend more time with them, and I went right back to my fitness roots, and I began teaching classes and doing personal training. And, you know, another thing that I want to mention is that my second pregnancy was really difficult, and I had preeclampsia, and I was on bed rest for probably 7 months. and I got extremely ill. My blood pressure was very high. I was on a lot of medication. And so after I gave birth to my son, I actually had to, the only thing I could do was walk very slowly. And I pretty much had to rehab myself back to health. And going through that experience really helped me appreciate fitness and wellness. And I think that's part of why I really wanted to get back to my career in exercise and fitness. So it was really scary to experience, you know, not being able to walk up a set of stairs without really hyperventilating. And I, you know, I was so weak and so deconditioned that building myself back up just gave me full confidence that if I know it can work for me personally, then it can work for everybody. So,
you know, and notice when people get into a certain career, they always got a story. And that story, some people say, is not just for you alone, but to help encourage other people. And so when you said that, to tell us about your story, when I'm looking at you, your picture, I would never thought about that about you and you having any trouble with your pregnancy because she is just so really fit. But because of you exercising a little bit prior to it, you got to realize, too, you were thinking you were probably at a, say, scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the worst. You probably would really maybe like a 9 or 8, but it just really felt bad for you when maybe it wasn't that bad because of your exercise experience. Now, you know, with Christianity, there's the foundation. And so fitness has a foundation, too. So when I went on her website, everybody was looking at it, I said, ice, what is this? She's an ice skater? And so when I asked Jody, what does ICE mean, she told me, and I'm an exercise person too, people. So explain to everybody ICE, your platform there.
Yeah, ICE was the name that we came up for my workout video. So we call it the ICE workout. And ICE actually stands for interval core exercises. But we wanted to come up with something catchy and easy so you would just look at it and go, ICE workout. And it made you question, right? Like, what is that? And we were trying to kind of pique people's curiosity through that workout. And I love focusing on the core. That's probably my number one favorite muscle group to work, and it's probably my strongest muscle group too. And don't we always like the things that we're the best at? So that's really where I excel at teaching people how to build their core, strengthen their core. That also tends to be a problem area for a lot of people, that they carry a lot of fat through their midsection, or, you know, everyone talks about six packs, and when you're really in shape is when you have a six pack. So the core doesn't include just the front of your body. It includes your sides and your back as well, and even your hips and your glutes are part of your core. But this workout that we did called ICE is, it really focuses on your whole body, but you have to have a strong core, and so that's the ultimate goal for the whole workout.
Now, why should we have a strong core? You know, tell my listeners, why should we?
Sure. Well, the core is the foundation for your entire body. So your arms, your head, your legs, everything is attached to the center, right? So if that center isn't grounded, there's some symbolism there too, right? So we're speaking physically,
yeah,
but also spiritually, right? That crosses over. But the center of your body really is the source of the power and where it all comes from. So once you build a strong foundation, if you will, or a strong core, the rest of your body is going to function a lot more smoothly, a lot more efficiently, as well as you're going to protect yourself against back injuries, which is one of the most common injuries that Americans suffer from, and just chronic back aches and things like that. So by keeping a strong core, you're going to prevent back pain and weakness, which is huge and very important.
That is so true and so true. So we're going to stay right here because we're going to get back to when you said core, the center. And when you said that, the first thing I thought of Trinity, I thought of God. He's the center of us, that core. We get our strength from him. Then I thought about, you know, where it says in the Bible, I can't quote, how we need the arms, we need the hands, we need the eyes, even though they sometimes can work independently. But they all, when they come together, help the body and help the temple. So when you were talking about core for our muscles and back and hips, that's what I saw, the hip coming in, you said the back coming in, the core muscles. This is really dynamite because we need to be strong in that core. And you mentioned that. So what type of exercise, okay, especially for the entrepreneurs at home sitting down all the time, I don't know if anybody else have noticed, but my stomach slouches, my back slouches, I go down and my butt goes to the back, and I'm just sitting there, and then when I try to get up, I have low back pain. So what should we do?
Yeah. Well, my favorite exercise is the plank. a forearm plank. Mm. And if you have a computer, get on YouTube and type in forearm plank. There are thousands of videos. There's no reason with today's modern technology that you can't access the resources and the information. And you know what? You don't even really have to pay a personal trainer anymore, and I'm saying that as a personal trainer, but there's just so much information. So look it up, YouTube. It's plank. Now, you can do a plank with straight hands, and what it is, it's putting your body down horizontal to the floor. And you hold yourself up, so just your forearms and your toes are in contact with the floor. You're lifting your hips. And what that does is it engages the muscles of your abdominals, your sides, which are called your obliques, and then your low back muscles. And you hold that position. And I tell people, you know, start with just 10 seconds at a time. And I've had clients, they can't even hold it for 2 seconds. They get up into that position and they immediately fall. So what I'll have them do is start with straight arms instead of the forearms, which is a little bit easier. Not a lot easier, but you can have straight arms on the ground and you're going to hold that position and just breathe. And the stronger you get, the more time you'll be able to hold that position. And you can work yourself up to 30 seconds. I've got classes where I'll have the entire class hold that position for 3 minutes. And it is not easy. And I talk the whole time and I'm going, "Whoa, this is hard." But you can build yourself up. It's possible. So planks are number one because they're safe. You don't run the risk of hurting yourself like you could with crunches. So planks, that's the best one. Love it.
There's some, especially for the ladies who got a lot of weight around the hips around there. So that is really a good, strong, as you say, exercise as well. Now, I hear, and you hear, as a personal trainer, I don't want to work out because I'm fear I'm going to get muscle bound. I'm going to be really big like them bodybuilders. Is that true?
No, that is so not true. If you look at my picture on your website, that was just before I competed in a fitness competition, and I was lifting the very heaviest weights that I could lift. So I was, you know, curling 25 pounds for bicep curls, and I was pressing that overhead for my shoulders. And for a woman, that's a lot of weight, you know, and that's not bragging at all because there are women way stronger than me, but I'm just telling you, I was literally lifting the heaviest possible weight with my legs, and my body got smaller and smaller because I was burning off the fat, and I essentially was carrying very, very little body fat, and muscles are very compact. They don't take up a huge amount of space, and it's really difficult for a woman to actually put on size. When you look at a picture of, you know, of a bodybuilder, there's a lot of supplements. I mean, potentially there's steroids, not always, but sometimes you see a picture and go, I don't want to look like that. It's really almost impossible naturally by just consuming healthy foods and exercising for that to happen to a woman's body. So that is a myth and a misconception.
I'm so glad you said that because I was on the website last night and I was looking at some women and I was like, whoa, they're bigger than some men. And then some of them look so mannish. And I look at your picture and the other lady I had, and your soul still flows so freely and feminine and the muscles are so elongated. So ladies, get out there because we need weight training to build our muscle, but also it helps with bone density as well. We need it because as we get older, like me, who's over in 60, you know, I need to do some strength training to build up because of my bones, and I was put on vitamin D for some time. And yes, I know I should know about being a nutritionist and former personal trainer. But now I work out 1.5 hours, about, let's say, 5 times a week. And bam, it's like, okay, the weight's not going down. Okay, Jody, what's happening here?
What's going on? Well, part of it and a lot of it is probably your diet and what you're eating. A lot of people think that they can work out a lot and that's going to be how they maintain their weight and they can just continue to basically eat whatever they desire. But you really can't out-exercise a bad diet. I love that line, and I didn't make it up. I heard someone else say it, but you cannot out-exercise a bad diet. So, you know, you go to the gym for an hour and you're running on the treadmill or whatever, but then you come home. A lot of people mentally feel that now they deserve a reward because they worked out. And then they end up eating too many calories, right? Or, you know what, I can have that donut I worked out today. And I'm not saying it's never okay to have a donut or it's never okay to snack, but I think you need to look at the whole picture. And what you eat and what you're putting into your body is so important in maintaining a healthy body fat and a healthy weight. And that's, you know, we could go down that road for 10 hours, right?
Right, but I look at it like
God put these foods on the earth, these healthy, natural fruits and vegetables for us to eat. And a lot of people are just not eating the right things. You know, that's a big part of it, a big part of it. But I can also point to, you were talking about, you know, you're over 60 and you feel like you're not seeing the results that you saw before. And a lot of that could be our metabolism slows down as we age, and our bodies naturally mm-hmm. lose muscle tone if you're not maintaining that muscle tone. And it's the term atrophy, and it means to get smaller. So if you don't continually work those muscle groups, like there's a muscle next to your neck and between your shoulder and your neck, okay, it's your trapezius. And a lot of women mm-hmm. don't even think to work that. You know what? That's a muscle. You want to keep it. You don't want any muscle on your body going away, because your muscles determine your metabolic rate. It's part of the factor, you know, age, genetics, but muscle, the amount of muscle on your body is going to keep your body burning more calories all the time, even when you sleep. So working out with weights and resistance training is extremely important as we age to keep our metabolisms moving, don't you think?
Yes, true. That is true. Because when I was younger, like you said, I was in the gym because I was also an instructor, aerobic instructor, personal trainer. So I was in the gym sometimes 10 hours a day, and sometimes I work out with my clients. So, yes, it was a big factor, because the more muscle mass you had, the more calories you burn. And ladies, you have to understand that. And you can go to Being Fabulously Fit in God's Kingdom Radio Facebook page and, you know, post your little suggestions or if you have any comments to make. But you have to get out there and also do that cardio plus weight training, because as we get older, we lose that bone mass, and we need that bone mass to get up, lift, and do things. In other words, daily routine exercise. We definitely need that, and it's so true. So therefore, mm-hmm. you think then I should have, a 10th or 12 pound for my bicep, or should I have a 15? Should I do 12 pounds with higher reps or lower reps? Or should I go up with more weights and lower reps?
Okay, there's no absolute perfect formula. And one thing that most people's bodies respond well to is changing things up over time. So for maybe a few weeks or a month, say I'm going to go higher repetitions, and I would never tell you what weight to use, but I would tell you how many reps to do. So if I was going to tell you I want you to do 15 reps, you're going to pick a weight, and it's going to be trial and error, but you want a weight that's going to be challenging by the time you hit number 15. If you feel like you can do 10 more, the weight wasn't quite heavy enough, okay? So do a high rep workout for about a month, and then the next month you're going to switch it to lower reps. Now, maybe you're only going to do 8. That's going to be a much heavier weight, much heavier resistance. Your body responds well to surprises. See, if you have the same exercise routine for years and years, your body's going to adapt, and it's going to get easy for you, and you're really not going to be challenging your muscles. So switch it up, you know, do a month of high rep, a month of low rep, and then maybe a month of 12 to 15 reps. You know, high rep would be 20 to 25. Low could be anything 8 or under, and then 12 to 15 is typical and average for the amount of reps. So you really have to play with the amount of weight that it's going to take to fatigue your muscles at the end of your set.
So true, so true. So ladies out there, get into that weight room and just have what we used to call your light days and heavy days, or as Jody said, you can do one heavy month and one light month, or 1 week you can do all heavy and then light. But the idea, as you say, to exercise again all those muscles is, again, just like the spirituality. We got to pray, we got to meditate, we got to fellowship with people, the same likeness. So we have to do that for the total fit of the body, for the whole core. Now, another thing, Jody, for me, I went back to work, and I was working from 6 o'clock in the morning to 2. So I used to get up at 3 o'clock to fix breakfast, but then we had clients at 7:30, so I was hungry, you know. So I had to eat at work. Now I realize, because I was only going to bed like 12, still trying to maintain my business, and getting up about what I said about 3:30. You see that I wasn't getting a lot of sleep. What do you say about
three
that?
3 hours? Is that what you're saying? You're
yes.
3 hours?
Yes, I did that for about 6 years. Yes.
Wow.
I know you could be knocking me on the head. Yes, I gained weight. My hair was falling out. Oh God.
That's terrible. Lack of sleep is worse than lack of exercise. It really is. If you ask any doctor, they'll tell you sleep is more important even than exercise. You know, I hate to tell people if they had to pick one or the other, but you would want to pick sleep. It's critical for your body's health and its processes. But I have some very interesting information for people that don't get enough sleep, because you kind of feel like it's in your head, like, geez, I just am hungry. I got to eat. there's actually something that happens with your body's hormones. Now, most people need between 7 and 9 hours. You hear 8 hours is the magic number. Some people can function on a little less. Some people need a little bit more. But insufficient sleep impacts your body's hormones. There's two specific hormones. One is called ghrelin, and the other is called leptin. Now, ghrelin signals your brain when it's time to eat. And when you are sleep-deprived and you haven't had enough sleep, your body actually makes more ghrelin. Okay? Now, that signals your brain that it's time to eat. Now, leptin, on the other hand, cues your brain that you're full. Put the fork down. But when you're not getting enough sleep, those leptin levels will plummet, which signals your brain to eat more food. So you put those two hormones together, they're going in the opposite direction when your body hasn't had enough sleep. And therefore, it's proven, study after study, that sleep deprivation leads to overeating and extra pounds. Isn't that scary?
Yes. Yeah, and it's true. And it increases your risk of type 2 diabetes as well as hypertension and gallbladder.
Oh,
and those really affect the women. Yes, yes.
Yes, that's true. There are a lot of other factors, but, you know, specifically weight gain associated with lack of sleep, sometimes that's enough to just motivate somebody. And I look at it like God designed us to need sleep every single night. Our bodies are these amazing, wonderful creations, and we refuel, we recharge, we restore, we renew, we rebuild while we sleep. It is part of God's divine plan. And we need to respect that. We need to respect this temple, which does not belong to us. You know, our body is not our own. And that's from 1 Corinthians 6:19. It says, "Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own? For you have been purchased at a price, and therefore glorify God in your body." And that scripture motivates me in so many ways. But sleep and honor the Lord because he wants us to sleep. Some people say, "Oh, I feel lazy. I'm sleeping for 8 hours." Oh, no. You will feel so amazing when you wake up. You're going to be a better employee. You're going to be a better wife. You're going to be a better mother. You're going to be better in every single aspect. And you're going to be honoring the Lord through that, too. And the Lord touches so many people through dreams. And as we sleep, he uses that time. So don't feel guilty about giving yourself 8 hours, even 9 hours sometimes when your body really needs it. It's important.
True, it is very important. And there's a lot of research and been having that, you know, like you said, mental alertness, you age faster if you don't get that sleep, your skin becomes sort of look old and everything. So, and that cognitive, I know it's my cognitive, I wasn't memorizing a lot of things, and my boss said, "You just don't get it, you just don't get it." And then I realized it's because of lack of sleep. So it's the exercise, treating that core muscles, and also, as you say, honoring our temple by getting the sleep, because we say, bring the troubles to the Lord, and he will give us what? Rest. Yes.
That's right.
And you were saying too that we can talk to him in the sleep, or he talked to us in the sleep. Wow. So your videos. So let's talk about your videos here. So where can they get them? You know, people, please. You need to know this. Go ahead.
Yeah. You know, I just found the ice workout on sale for $7.99. That collage video, and I was like, whoa, because usually it's $14.99. It's collage, C-O-L-L-A-G-E, video.com. But if you type in ice workout, I believe you can get it on Target. You can get it on Amazon, Books a Million. It's available on all the major websites. It's really easy to find if you search for it online. Very easy.
Yeah, so everybody, you hear that, get that ice workout. I mean, my sister, my friends, I want everybody to get out there and get that. Definitely, definitely. Now, tell us your Facebook page. You know, do you have a Facebook page or a website? Let us know where we can contact you.
Yeah, thank you. I do. You can find me on Facebook. It's Jody Treweiler Fitness. And I have this really cool German last name from my wonderful husband. Because my maiden name is Castiglione, so it was hard, but Treweiler is tricky. So if you have pen, I'll spell it for you. It's T-R-I-E-R-W-E-I-L-E-R. So it's Jody Treweiler Fitness. I'm always posting tips about different foods and products that I find. I'm taking pictures of products. And then I have a website that's called AfterSize. So think about after exercise. And it's A-F-T-E-R-C-I-S-E. And on that website, I sell some sore body soak that is made from Epsom salts. and multiple studies have been done that your body can absorb magnesium and sulfate right through your skin when you soak in the Epsom salt. So I decided to make a business out of that. And I also do online diet planning and online fitness planning. So even if you live across the country, you can work with me online. And I have a really cool fitness program, and I can put together a workout, and you click on it, and it shows you little videos of each exercise. So it's really, really cool. I really love doing the online stuff with people. It's fun.
Wow, you are so energetic, so doing a lot of things. So there's no excuse, people. There's no excuse. So you got to get these videos. You got to go to a website and get these online courses. And if you work out too hard, she also can have a remedy to help you there. So what is your next big project, Jody? What is your next big project on the line?
Well, so I've been doing guest appearances on that Live in the D show every other week, and I just absolutely love it. So I've started a YouTube channel, and I'm going to be posting videos for people that they can get for free, just kind of quick exercises and snippets, and that's called Aftersize also, and I'm just hoping that business really grows, and I would love to make more videos. That would be awesome, but, you know, videos are kind of DVDs. I feel like we're trending into new technology where things are going to be online, so I'd like people to have access to my workouts just all electronically. I think that's my future.
Wow, I can really see that because you're right, because all my friends and people I have on this radio are not in Maryland based. They're outside the area, and that's how I connect with people. And it's good to have because you never know where you're going to go. You can go to your website, have your own personal trainer, and that's the thing. You just click, and bam, you're either talking by Skype or, as you say, doing online classes, online courses, or either doing the video. That is the wave of the future. So as you said, there is no excuse not to exercise. So if anybody have any questions or anything, go to my Being Fabulously Fit in God's Kingdom radio. Let Jody know. Give a comment because this has been really powerful. This has learned that at any age we can work out. And most of all, get that sleep. Get that sleep. Get that sleep. Well, we got two more minutes. Let's talk about water because, you know, at one time water was not my favorite drink. I had to put lemon or lime in it to drink. Is that important to drink?
Is it important to drink? Come on. Yes. Our bodies are like 70% water. Water is absolutely critical for everybody. And just very minor dehydration can slow down your metabolism. So we're talking about keeping your metabolism going and moving quickly. Well, keeping yourself hydrated is one way, and it's so easy. So if your body, if your body weight is reduced by even 1% of water, you're going to be dehydrated and your whole metabolism is going to slow down. It's going to decrease your performance. It's going to decrease your weight loss efforts. So, yes, staying hydrated is all part of the fitness recipe. It really is. And water is the best. If you can drink plain water, that's the best.
That's true. That is the best. Not just having teas and coffees, people out there. Water is the best because it quenches your thirst. Plus the fact I tell my clients, I don't know about you, Jody. I tell them when they get up early in the morning, have two glasses. At lunchtime, to have two glasses. And at dinner time, two glasses. 8 hours. If they can't, then take those little Huggies, the little juice ones, and have them, of course, every 2 hours. I call it the hydration principle. And that way people can constantly, as you say, stay fluid, have that plenty of water, which is good.
That's
well, we
great.
Got a minute
thing,
left. Go ahead.
Okay.
Sorry, go ahead.
Just talking
go
about
ahead.
Looking at the color of your urine is a really good indicator of if you're getting enough hydration. It should be light yellow or even clear, and if it starts to turn dark yellow, then you know that you need to drink more water. So pay attention to that. That's important.
That's important. We got a few seconds. Can you give us at least one major tip for my listeners out there?
I think you should work push-ups into your routine. Most women are intimidated by push-ups because they're difficult, but it's one of the best ways to build some definition and make your arms look nice and toned and sleek as we're coming upon summer and spring is here. So work some push-ups. You can do them at home. Start with 10 a day. 10 a day. Knees or toes, whatever you can do. I would love to have you work that into your daily workout.
Boy, you are really a true personal trainer there. She say 10, not 5 people. You heard that word 10, double digits. She's starting you out already. And it's good wall push-ups too. Can wall push-ups, Jody, can they do that? Or they got to do
whatever
floor?
You can do. I'm going to say whatever you can do.
Okay, you should give it some slack. Woo! And you, and even those who are sitting at that desk, they can do a little push-ups too if they got a stationary chair, and you can do this push-ups. Jody said there's no excuse. Jody, I am so glad you came on. I'm so sorry about the little technical difficulty out there, but I appreciate what you have, you know, the tips that you gave us. I'm looking forward to having you back on my show again.
Thank you, Renee. It really was my pleasure.
Thank you, thank you. And everybody out there, please go to her website and Facebook page. And if you don't remember, email me, Renee, at Results by Renee, and I will send it to you guys. Thank you very much, Jody, and thank you, everyone out there. Thank you.
God bless.
God bless.
Listen to Renee Wiggins of Blog Talk Radio, Fabulously Fit in God's Kingdom, next week for more fabulous tips on nutrition, fitness, and stress management.